know thyself. The aphorisms declare the staggering truth that thou art God. Godhead is your essential being at all times. Never have you fallen from that state of divinity. If that be so, you are God before you attain self-realization. So are you God after self-realization. What then determines the marked difference before and after realization? What change does spiritual enlightenment bring about in a person? Is there a change at all? A careful scrutiny will reveal one significant change above all. That is your awareness of Godhood and all that goes with it. Though Godhood has been your perennial being, you remain unaware of your divine state before you attain enlightenment. Whereas after enlightenment, you become fully aware of your divinity. That is the difference. Once there lived a royal couple. They had a baby boy. In their state, there was a terrible deluge. Half the state was washed away by the floods. The baby prince was thoughtfully placed in a floating cradle. The king and queen were drowned. It was a dreadful blow to the people of the state. The waters receded gradually. The ministers of the state took stock of the situation. They found the bodies of the king and queen, but no trace of the prince. A peculiar birthmark on the baby's left shoulder was the only clue they were left with. They ordered a statewide search for the missing prince as he was the heir to the throne. The search went on for years while a regent took charge of the administration of the state. In that very state, a beggar was known for long to beg in the marketplace. The shopkeepers knew him. Some obliged, some spurned him. Some were indifferent towards him. At the end of the day, he collected enough money to make a living. He continued thus for over 16 years. One morning, the authorities of the state got hold of the beggar. They drove him to the palace. The regent and the ministers examined him carefully, only to find the peculiar birthmark of the lost prince on the left shoulder. All were amazed at the discovery. They declared the beggar was the missing prince and crowned him king. The entire state rejoiced. The youth took time to realize the full implication of his sudden fortune. It was a year before he settled down and established himself as the lawful king of the state. Having done so, one day he disguised himself with his old beggar clothes and went into the market begging for alms. The shopkeepers were surprised to see him back after a long lapse. He received the same treatment from them. Some obliged, some spurned, some were indifferent. He collected the same amount as before and returned to his royal abode. Carefully analyzed the difference between the two experiences. His begging before and after he became the king. On both occasions he faced variations, fluctuations, alternations in the outer world. in the earlier state, before discovering himself to be the king, he was affected by them. He anxiously looked forward for gains and was disappointed at losses. Whereas later, after discovering his true identity, he remained totally unaffected, indifferent, disinterested in gain or loss. External happenings could not in the least affect him. He stood well above any worry or anxiety, being totally fulfilled, independent, self-sufficient. It is interesting to note the distinct change in his life. What exactly was the change in his personality? Was it brought about by the beggar becoming king? No, that cannot be the reason. For he was king before and after his discovery. King even when he was begging in the first instance. The only difference is that earlier he did not know that he was king, while later he knew himself to be the king. It is the knowledge of his kingship that made him a totally different person. So it is with your life. The kingdom of heaven is within you. You are God. But you are not aware of your godhood at present. You know not you are God. Consequently, the perennial alternations of life cause you suffering and sorrow. The variations and fluctuations of this world plague you. The moment you realize yourself, you know yourself to be God, none of these external changes and disturbances affect you. You remain peaceful and blissful, reveling in your own self. That is the difference. Thus must you discover the eternities, thine own self, that thou art.